This meeting calls this meeting of Well-Being Reimagined Committee to order. And I'd like to call on Amina Sen Matthews to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Amina.
Thank you very much, Barbara. All right, here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which stands
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
You may be seated.
Okay. Is Patty, are you on today? Patty, not here? Well, then I will take roll. Okay. I lost my picture. Oh dear. Okay. Nicolette the Rojo. Oops. Oh God,
I think we lost her.
No, sir. I'll be back. Desiree, do you have the roster in case?
Yeah. Yes, Barbara, I can go ahead and take roll if you'd like.
I have it in front of you. If you're able to do it, that's
yeah, no hard. Worries, no worries. Nicolette Arujo, Linda Cardoza.
Present.
Jerry Chang. Meredith Chalemi.
Present.
Susan Dobek.
She's on vacation.
Sherry Geyer. Margaret Huang. Elizabeth Jimenez. Susan Langley. Carrie Keene.
Present.
Crystal Miles.
Present.
Patty Mouton. Anne Moudry.
Present.
Joni Nichols. Phil Orland, Barbara Sloat.
Present.
Amina Sen Matthews.
Present.
Dave Sullivan.
Here.
And we do have quorum.
Thank you. Okay. Action items, AB 361 review and make findings required by government code subsection 54953E3. Recommendation, continue virtual meetings due to the proclaimed state of the emergency arising from COVID-19. Meeting in person presents imminent risks to the health and safety of attendees, and the emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person. Do we have a motion? Or that is a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, Patty, thank you. And Jean, second. Can we just do in favor or do you need to do roll?
I need to do a roll call vote.
Okay.
Nicolette Arujo? Linda Cardoza?
Agree.
Jerry Chang? Meredith Chalemi?
Yes.
Susan Dobek? Sherry Geyer? Margaret Huang, Elizabeth Jimenez, Susan Langley, Carrie Keene.
Agree.
Crystal Miles.
Respectfully, no.
Patty Mouton.
Agree.
Anne Moudry.
I didn't catch the question. I thought we were still taking attendance.
We're voting on the the action item because of the pandemic that we are not meeting in person.
Right. Yes, I agree to meet on Zoom during the pandemic.
Joni Nichols, Phil Orland, Barbara Sloat.
Yes.
Amina Sen Matthews.
Yes.
Dave Sullivan?
Yes.
And that is a majority vote.
Okay, thank you. I would like to, do we have any guests today?
We do have two members of the public. We did not receive any comments in advance. If there are members of the public that would like to address the committee, please use the hand raise icon or press star 9 and I will unmute you.
Okay.
And I see no hands, Chair.
Ah, I see Joni Nichols joined us. So, okay. And I believe I saw Andrea. Oh, Andrea Collins is joining us, visiting us today. So welcome, Andrea. And okay, now I would like to agenda item number 6, presentation. And we have our guest speaker today is Kerry Keene from the Parkinson Exercise Programs called fondly PEP for You. So, Kerry, you're on.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. I also wanted to say thank you to Patty for moving her schedule around so that I could present this month. I appreciate that very much. And being a relatively new member of the committee, I just wanted to tell you that I'm very excited to share with you about the program that I volunteer for. We are called the Parkinson's Exercise Program of Orange County, and PEP for You is our short name, and we're a community-based nonprofit that offers exercise, social, and educational programs for people with Parkinson's, including their care partners and family members, free of charge. We don't charge for our programs. The program is officially headquartered here in Laguna Niguel, where I live. We have a number of members here, but we have members from all over the county, mostly South Orange County, because that's where we were sort of founded and where we started our work. Currently, we are offering 12 weekly exercise classes that are taught by trained, certified, and licensed instructors, many of whom are physical therapists and certified yoga instructors. We have Tai Chi and boxing, et cetera. We rent space at the YMCAs of Laguna Niguel and up in Newport Mesa in the Back Bay. That's our newest location where we've recently expanded. And we also offer live streaming of our classes for the benefit of people who cannot get into the YMCA and do the class in person. So previously we were under the auspices of the Parkinson's Foundation. The Parkinson's Association of Orange County. And very recently, late in 2021, we became our own 501c3 nonprofit organization. So we're really excited about that. That took a lot of work. That was a big effort. So now our ongoing work is to expand our program, expand the number of classes that we offer, expand our locations throughout Orange County, and attract more people to come to our classes. We have plenty of room in our classes. We need to get the word out, especially to attract those from the underserved and diverse populations around Orange County. So in a nutshell, it's a very exciting and also very challenging time for our program because we have to work on recruiting, you know, new members, new instructors, new volunteers, going after fundraising and grant opportunities. And that's been my main focus, is helping to raise money for the program, since we have about $80,000 a year that we have to come up with to run our classes, pay our instructors, and pay for our facilities. We also were excited to be featured on the nightly news with KABC. KABC has a segment called SoCal Strong. You might have seen segments on their nightly news. And we were featured as a program here in South Orange County. We also were named one of the 50 best video exercise programs by the Department of Medicine at Stanford University, when during COVID we had to pivot and, you know, everything was you know, obviously not going to be in person. We had to do everything online. And we also have recordings of all of our classes on our website so that people can tune in at any time of the day in their pajamas, wherever they are, to do a class, because it's been, you know, researched and proven that intensive exercise for people with Parkinson's can slow the symptoms, can slow the progression of the symptoms. And we're also featured on the Orange County Nonprofit Central website, which is a clearinghouse of a lot of the nonprofits in Orange County. So people can go there to learn about our program, read about our financials and our governance, and they can also donate at that site. So we actually have a new promotional video, and I would love to show it to you, to the group, because this is the very video that we want to take on the road and, you know, take it out into the county to the various organizations, social programs that already exist, to the city governments, city councils, so that the word gets out that our program is available. So if that'd be okay, I'm going to share the screen and play our promo video. Get your popcorn, sit back, relax. It's only about 6 or 7 minutes, but I think you'll enjoy it. And then at the end, I hope we can have a discussion. We can, you know, go through questions if you have them. And again, I'm really excited to be able to share a program with you today. Thanks. Okay, here we go. Share screen. I have to check this box, Share this screen. Share. Does everybody see it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Full screen ahead.
The Parkinson's Exercise Program PEP4U was founded in April 2014 and is the very first nonprofit gym for people with Parkinson's disease in South Orange County, California. PEP4U offers a dozen weekly exercise classes free of charge. Classes are held at local YMCAs by instructors who are either licensed physical therapists or have specialty training or certification in yoga, tai chi, or boxing. The classes promote balance, coordination, strength, stamina, and functional movement, as well as provide social support and educational programs. Our program has benefited hundreds of individuals with Parkinson's and their care partners. We offer nearly 500 classes per year and have delivered our classes to 5,000 attendees annually, featuring both in-person and virtual classes. In 2020, we were recognized as one of the top 50 Parkinson's virtual exercise programs by Stanford University's Department of Medicine, and PEP4U was selected to be listed on the Orange County Nonprofit Central website. In addition to exercise classes, PEP4U offers a bi-weekly educational roundtable, care partner support group events, a monthly newsletter full of resources, social gatherings, and bereavement support. We welcome all those who would like to join our program. Visit pep4u.org to register and view our schedule of classes. As a small nonprofit organization with an $80,000 operating budget, we rely solely on the generosity of our local community to invest in our ever-expanding programs through donations, sponsorships, and community grants. Learn more about the many ways to support PEP4U and get complete program information at pep4u.org. Tax-free donations and sponsorships continue to make PEP4U programs available to Orange County's Parkinson's community free of charge. Find out how you can make a difference and help to improve the lives of those living with Parkinson's disease. 100% of your donations or sponsorships go directly to support our Pep for You family.
As a physical therapist, I work with patients with Parkinson's in the clinic, and they do get better, but then they run out of their insurance sessions and they have nowhere to go to keep exercising. So that's where Pep for You comes into place. We're the place where they can continue exercising amongst their friends with professional instructors, and it's all for free.
I've had Parkinson's for over 16 years, and the only thing that's kept it from getting worse is exercise. It's hard to find a place to exercise with Parkinson's, but I have found it here with Pep for You. It's like having family. It's wonderful.
Hi, everyone. I'm Glenda. And I just wanted to tell you my little story about I'm so grateful I found this class. In fact, I'm so grateful I found this program. I could hardly walk into it. And the day I was diagnosed, it was a God thing. There was the program right in front of me at the Y. And I've been with it 3 years now, and it's changed my whole body structure. I can write again, I can use my hands, I can walk without hiccups. Plus, it's given me so many wonderful friends. And I wish everyone who has Parkinson's would come and experience this daily routine of exercise and what it can do for you.
So I was diagnosed about 8 years ago, and I've been dealing with Pep for You for 7. I assure you that I wouldn't be anywhere near as mobile or ambulatory as I am now without Pep for You. That's the exercise portion. And then there's the camaraderie. It's a great group of people. We get along and we all tell stories and help each other out. The final aspect of Pep for You is the education. We have an education hour every other week where we watch a webinar related to Parkinson's and symptoms and diagnoses help learn about the disease.
Pep for You exercise classes, including this outdoor class here in the park, is so wonderful for people with Parkinson's, their social well-being, their emotional well-being, and most importantly, their physical well-being. And the literature and the research is really showing the benefit of exercise that people enjoy, that people love getting out, exercise that challenges people and really works them hard. Being outdoors is just icing on the cake to get that emotional benefit.
Hi, I'm Debbie Gonzalez, care partner for Bill Gonzalez. Bill and I were devastated when he was diagnosed with Parkinson's, but through Pep for You, we found a group that we could identify with. The exercise program has strengthened our bodies and our minds, and we are given skills that we utilize daily as well as into the future. Educational-wise, it has taught us and provided us resources, helping us to cope with the disease and the effects of the disease. Socialization, we have established everlasting friendship. We have shared experiences, we have shared stories, and we attend Christmas events, special occasions, and other events. Pep for You is our home away from home. It's our happy place to go to. We are so gracious for our PTs, for our leaders and founders, and all those that make it possible. We thank you.
Welcome, friends, to our Pep for You exercise program. My name is Cynthia. I'm the yoga teacher. Yoga is an excellent complement to any exercise program. It offers stretch, strength, balance for postural instability, as well as nervous system regulation by breathing and moving mindfully to bring ourselves to a place of peace and ease. Come join us. We'd love to have you.
So that's basically it. I hope you enjoyed it.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Great videos. It made me really feel like I knew about the program and the participants and the impact and the value.
Great. Good. And any feedback is really welcome, because like I said, we want to use this as our big marketing tool.
Andrea has her hand up.
Oh, yes.
How do we get Andrea on?
Andrea.
Yeah, mutes and ask her question.
I'm sorry.
Hi, Carrie. This is Andrea. I'm from AgeWell Senior Services.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you.
I wanted to find out, I see you have your center. Do you ever go out to senior centers and do any of these services?
Well, right now we're sort of headquartered in Laguna Niguel, along with about four or five classes now being taught at the YMCA in Newport Mesa. We have spoken with some of the senior centers in the area, and the whole issue is, you know, is there space available? Is that a place that we can use as on an ongoing basis and establish a class, you know, or a set of classes in that location? So we'd be very open to discussions about that.
Okay, wonderful.
Hello?
Hello.
This is Anne. I just am very pleased that they have this at the Laguna Niguel Community Center. That's a wonderful thing for people in our area. Mm-hmm. It's accessible and able to get there. Thank you.
Absolutely. We just want to make it more prevalent, and we want to make it more available throughout the county.
Great.
Joni has her hand up.
Yeah, hi, Carrie. My voice is going to waver a little bit. I'm so emotional after watching that. I'm reporting in from Guadalajara, Mexico. I'm with my best friend, and he is a board certified OBGYN who's had to stop his practice. He was then an artist. He's had to stop that. That's why I put in the question whether he could at least access your videos from Mexico.
Absolutely. It only takes going onto our website, pep4u.org. I can write that in the chat.
Yeah, I've written it down when I saw it in the video, because okay. I didn't understand. It's, and then my other question was personal. How did you decide to make this your specialty?
I'm glad you asked. I should have mentioned that in the beginning. So my father and brother both had Parkinson's disease, and my brother actually was an early onset diagnosis in his 50s, and he lived until age 60. And then my father was later in life, probably around 80, and he lived to 91. So having personal experience, and then a friend of mine who was one of the women who was interviewed, Gabby Fry, she knew about this, and we were Girl Scout leaders together when our kids were growing up, when our girls were going through school together. And she knew that I had some fundraising experience with the PTA and the schools, mostly, you know, here in like at Dana Hills High School. And she asked me if I'd be interested in getting involved. And it was just such a good fit for me. It was like, this is my calling, this is the legacy. And so it's been great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Dave Sullivan, and then Crystal.
Carrie, I had a friend who also had early onset, and I played softball with him for years. Mm-hmm. And he was a pitcher, and this might not be so important to you ladies, but anyways, he walked two people in about 11 years, and he was furious that he did that, which is amazing. So my reason for asking the question, I think there's quite a few players, you know, probably 800 to 1,000 from all over the county. And I think if they went on the website and saw the video and I emailed them or spoke to them, that they would contribute. And did I hear that you needed $80,000?
Yes, that's our annual budget. That's our annual need for
right, which is a big amount of money. And
it's a big number.
There's a possibility, you know, I may be wrong on this, but I think there's a distinct possibility that audience, so to speak, of players plus his members of his family would contribute to the organization. And that's wonderful, the work you're doing. Thank
you. That's great news. I'd love to follow up with you, if I may, Dave. That would be terrific.
Okay, great.
We've got all kinds of new marketing materials in the works, brochures, pamphlets, and so forth. And then, of course, we can take this and do this presentation to any group. We would absolutely jump at the chance to do that.
Yeah. Okay, Crystal, you had a question?
Yes, well, two comments, actually. One, so, Carrie, you had said you wanted some feedback. So I am city council person, and I would love to share part of this video for a city council meeting. The feedback I want to give you is, I think that if you were to break it down and do one section where you're talking about the program and maybe some of the testimonials, that would I think, especially for Villa Park, where I sit on the council there, we have a very large elderly population. The other part about, you know, the funding and how much it takes and stuff, although equally important, and that's what makes you guys go, I think that it should be separate from trying to market your program, just from the point of view of, if I show this at a city council meeting, it loses. There's an abridged version you could send me. We have a council meeting a week from yesterday. What's today? Wednesday. So this coming Tuesday, I would love to show this and have people go onto the website. But or I don't know if there's, and if we don't have a senior center in Villa Park, because, you know, we're only 2.1 square miles, but we do have a city hall. So I don't know if you would be interested in perhaps connecting with me offline. We can see if you guys, because I know there's a lot of people that would benefit and would take advantage of this program in our community. So I can put my email in the chat if you want. And then
please do.
If there's some shortened version of that I can show at the council meeting on Tuesday, I would really like that as well.
That's a great, great point. We actually have three versions of the video. We have just the testimonials, which, you know, is what you saw at the end. That's like 3.5 minutes. We have the entire, and then we have just the front section. So it can be broken into those.
Okay.
And please send your email, yep, and I'm going to jot it down.
Yep. I'll Thank do that you. Now. Thanks.
Great. Okay. Dave, or you didn't put.
Yeah, I don't know how to do it. How do I get my hand down?
Oh, okay.
And then we have I'd a question you, from Sherry, I don't know how to in the do chat.
What?
We have a question from Sherry in the chat. She says, what a wonderful presentation. Thank you, Carrie. Question, does the participant need a physician referral?
So the only physician referral that is required is to participate in one or two of the classes, but to become a participant of the program, no, we just need to have their health history and the like. But our more rigorous, our spin class, we actually have a spin class you probably saw going on there, and also our outdoor polling class. And that's actually held in Mission Viejo. I was remiss to not mention that, at the Norman P. Murray Oso Viejo Park. And that's a beautiful space where they do that outdoors. So that's the answer to that. And I'll get this from Crystal. That's great. Thank you. And David, would you want to put your email up on the chat and I could copy that down and follow up with you?
I don't know how to do that either.
just click chat down at the bottom where it says chat and there's a little speech bubble.
Down at the bottom. My wife's in the next room. She'll show me how to do it.
Okay. Yeah, do it at any time and I'll grab it.
Carrie, depending on his phone, if he has an Android, then it will say more down in the lower right-hand corner.
Okay, depending on the phone.
Yeah, mine doesn't, old phone.
Okay, well, perhaps, Carrie, you could...
I'll get it.
You'll take care of it. Okay, perfect.
I can get your email, Dave, real easily. I can get it from Desiree.
Okay.
Okay, well, Carrie, that was... wonderful. That's so exciting. And yeah, that was great presentation.
Thank you
so very much. And absolutely. So glad to have you on our committee.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And I will mention that I was invited to the Mayor's Leadership Breakfast in Laguna Niguel, where I'm going to talk about the program and we get to hand out our promo materials. So we're getting the word out. It's slow, but sure.
Yeah, Carrie, one more thing. Is there any way to get some of those pamphlets or whatever that I could just have at City Hall?
Yes. They're going to the printer very soon. In fact, I'm waiting for a sample version and because we're doing everything new because of our new status. So I can definitely get them to you for putting in the box at the City Hall.
That'd be great.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'd like to move on to item number 7, chair items, and new business. And I had put in there monthly presentation suggestions. We have presentations for set up through March and April, and
it's the handout.
So if anybody has any more suggestions, I would appreciate it. I'm getting into the swing of things here and kind of going outside the box. And when Jean was on earlier, I was talking about somebody talking about boxing, and I see Carrie has that in her program. I thought that was kind of out of the box. So it would be really interesting. So anyway, if you have any suggestions, please let me know. And I've been getting some suggestions and, working on those programs. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen when we can meet in person, unless our committees will continue on Zoom. Because I'm thinking in terms of some speakers who are really happy to be on Zoom, but don't have the time to travel to various locations, or in our case, on Grand Avenue. So we'll see what happens with that. And then item B, old business. I would like to take this opportunity to thank the ad hoc committee for all the work they did on our proposal for caregiving networks. I did a great job, and Meredith was so involved in setting up the initial one, and you guys fleshed it out, and super, super job. What the only thing I can report on that is that we're waiting to hear back from the Office on Aging and SCAC Executive Board. So, no news there yet. So just wanted to let you know that this is the process. We're in the process. So,
Barbara?
Yeah.
Getting back to new business, the monthly presentation suggestions. One thing that we might want to do, sounds like, is May open for a presentation?
As what?
Do we have May open for a presentation?
Yes.
Maybe we want to invite the Caregiver Resource Center since we're talking so much about
great. What okay. they're doing. Oh, great idea. Okay.
And I will call. June.
Right. Yeah.
Or we can have May, it's Mental Health Awareness Month. Maybe someone from NAMI or some other mental health organization to kind of bring awareness.
We're doing that at the SCAC General meeting as well for mental health awareness. So okay. I'm in charge of those presentations now, and we've invited the Suicide Prevention Foundation. They're going to do Talk Saves Lives for Seniors, but NAMI for this committee would be a great idea.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. And so, Amina, do you have the contact information?
I don't, but I can do some research. And
If you would, I would really appreciate it.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Number 8 on the agenda, announcements. Any announcements from any of our members? No? Okay. 9, public matters. At this time, members of the public may address the committee regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law. Desiree, has anyone, have you had any requests to speak of the public and public matters?
We did not receive any requests in advance. Okay. If the 2 members of the public would like to address the committee, please use the hand raise icon or press *9 and I will unmute you.
Okay. And
I don't see any hands raised.
I see Andrea, is that a hand up on hers or no? Okay, that's, okay. And okay, well, if there is no further business, I will adjourn this meeting. Our next meeting is March 16th at 1 p.m. Okay. So how do I make it official, Desiree? This meeting is adjourned. That wasn't so tough.
You have the power, Barbara.